The Black Women's Rape Action Project and Women Against Rape are launching a rights sheet, petition and dossier of cases in which immigration judges flouted international law and even their own guidelines when considering the asylum claims of women and girls seeking safety from rape. That's at Trinity United Reformed Church, Buck Street in Camden at 11 a.m. on Friday. For more, see www.womenagainstrape.net. A grim topic. For light relief later, check out the 8 besuited dancers who will be performing a contact improvisation on London Bridge as city workers stream south that evening, designed to provoke in the spectators' minds questions such as, is it acceptable to be me? Is being me better? Is being better necessary? Is being normal necessary? Is expressing myself possible? Is better necessarily normal? Is the normal necessarily better? Is the other possibility frightening? Is the other frightening? Can I be other possibilities still being myself? That's from 4 p.m. on Friday on London Bridge. Now, it seems a shame to have Sam here and waste him by not having another song. So, Sam, you're going to give us another one.
I will. This is a transportation ballad from convicts being sent to Australia. It's a gypsy song, and there's a Romany word, verdant, which is the sergeants who beat you. And it's called Goodbye, My Darling. Now it's goodbye, my darling, it won't be for long, though it may be for years, not forever. And if I could not see you for several long years, then I would think of me, darling, forever. Now it's I'm gone away, love, to see the old castle, with a pot in my hand and a girl on my knee. And if I couldn't maintain her for several long years, then I would think of me, darling, forever. Now the verdant, they stand with their club in their hand, just to see us poor convicts go ploughing the land. You hard-nated judges, how cruel you be, for you have sent us away to virgin roll, for a lifetime to go, just to see us poor convicts go ploughing the land. And if I should not see you for several long years, then I would think of me, darling, forever.
Yeah. Thanks very much. And were you going to mention a few things
This Saturday, Amnesty International are doing a fundraiser at the Truman Brewery. That's just off Brick Lane. And lots of folk music and live music down at the Truman Brewery. Hope to see you there.
And will you be performing yourself?
I will be.
Oh, marvellous. The Camp for Climate Action has announced that it will target Drax Power Station near Leeds in its action at the end of August. Coal-fired, the station emits 20.8 million tonnes of CO2 as it generates 7% of Britain's electricity each year, making it the UK's largest single emitter of the greenhouse gas. For more, see climatecamp.org.uk. And the Square's occupied social centre at 21 Russell Square is under threat of eviction this Friday. They've organised a festival of resistance over the weekend there, which kicks off with a barricade building and banner making tonight, and an action against the eviction outside the steps from 9 a.m. on Friday. They're obviously confident. On Saturday, there are plans for talks and live music from noon until late, and Sunday we'll see a garden party and meeting on What's Next.
Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, June 19th, 2006.
Israeli army arrests two brothers from Bethlehem, arrest five residents returning home at military checkpoint near Ramallah. Janina Nablus invaded, a mother of three arrested and disappeared. Those stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Ala al-Din al-Darawi, 29, and his brother Khalil, 27, were arrested when the Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Monday at dawn. More than 15 army vehicles entered the city and surrounded al-Maslah area in the city, then searched several homes, then took the two brothers to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported.
The Israeli army troops stationed at Kalandia military checkpoint at the main entrance of the West Bank city of Ramallah have arrested five residents Sunday evening. The arrestees were identified as Mohammed Shosha, 22, Wada Zaul, 23, Bilal Hamamra, 24, Adel Shosha, 37, and Ismail Shosha, 22. The five were arrested while crossing the checkpoint, returning to their homes in the city after finishing working outside of the city, local sources reported. The army did not give any reason or reveal the location of the arrestees.
Israeli forces have invaded the West Bank city of Jenin Monday morning. Troops and army jeeps stormed the city, searched several homes, then installed several checkpoints inside the city. Troops at checkpoints are stopping civilian cars, searching them, and detaining people for several hours before letting them go, which caused residents to miss work and school, local sources reported.
The Israeli army closed on Monday morning the main entrance of a zone village east of the West Bank city of Qalqilia. Army jeeps and troops blocked the road and prevented residents traveling to the city or returning to the village, local sources reported.
The Israeli army has arrested Nasreen Mahdi, 28, a mother of three from the West Bank city of Salfit, on Monday. Troops invaded the city in the early dawn hours and searched several homes. Clashes between invading soldiers and the residents erupted. No injuries were reported, local sources reported. Troops searched Maddie's house before arresting and taking her to an unknown location. Maddie is mother of three. The youngest is just 2 months old and the oldest is 2 years. Maddie's husband was arrested by the army several months ago, local sources reported.
Israeli forces have invaded the West Bank city of Nablus on Monday morning. No arrests were reported. Troops and army jeeps entered the city from several directions, continuing towards Askar and Hawara refugee camps. Troops searched several homes before leaving the city, local sources reported.
The Israeli army has arrested five residents from the village of Beita, south of the West Bank city of Nablus, Monday morning. Army vehicles and troops stormed the village and conducted house-to-house searches before arresting Ibrahim Hamail, 16, Qais Hamail, 17, Irbidan Bani Shamma, and Fadl Bani Shamma. All four were taken to unknown locations, local sources reported. Troops also arrested Muhammad Mashafi, 19, at a Palestinian national security post near the village, the sources added. Army claimed that the invasion and the arrests are part of the Israeli army campaign of arresting so-called wanted people.
The Israeli army and police leveled on Monday a Palestinian house in Salwad neighborhood of Jerusalem. According to eyewitnesses, two army bulldozers under the protection of the army and police forces surrounded the house of Haitham Mahmoud and demolished it while the house was still under construction.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, was brought to you by Dina Rushmawi,
Maya Williams-Carpenter,
and Penny Quinton.
For the last 61 minutes and 28 seconds, you were listening to Indie Media.